It's been a long time coming, but this Sunday, the NBA is back after a months-long lockout due to contentious contract talks between the NBA owners and the players. The Celtics start the season at noon on Sunday, Christmas Day, at Madison Square Garden, playing the Knicks. The upcoming season will be short and jam-packed, pushing 60-plus games into just a few months. For a look at what's ahead for the Celtics this season, we're joined now by Gary Washburn, who covers the Celts for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Gary, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
So what's the late start and condensed season mean for the NBA? And in particular, what's it mean for the Celtics?
It just means that everything happens, maybe it has to come together quickly. Usually a team has a month of training camp to get ready, prepared, in good physical condition, learning plays, learning concepts, learning each other, new teammates. Usually that's a month-long process. This was compressed into 2 weeks. Everything's got to be learned faster, and so you're going to have some rough play out there probably the first couple of weeks because, you know, you're still going through that learning process. But every team has to go through the same things.
Do the Celtics, to you, appear ready?
Yeah, as ready as they're going to look and going to be right now, yes. I mean, the team you're going to see in March is going to be dramatically different than the team you're going to see on Christmas Day in their opener. This team has worked hard. They've practiced extensively. A lot of the new guys have learned and are learning the system pretty well. So they look much more comfortable than they did at the beginning.
I want to ask about the big three, and the aging big three at that, frankly. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, getting up in age compared to other teams' star players. They're in their mid-30s now. How is this short season going to affect them? Do they seem creaky to you, so to speak, at the beginning of the season? Or might a shortened season actually, in a way, benefit them?
You go either way. I don't think we really know the effect of this on the older players. There's speculation that, hey, fewer games, 66 as opposed to the normal 82, will help their bodies. Then there's the other theory that 66 games in 124 days is going to put a lot of wear and tear on their body. I think Coach Doc Rivers will manage their minutes. He'll make sure that these guys are not overexerting themselves. I think the Celtics big three are three guys in remarkably good shape. So you're not dealing with, let's say, an aging player or kind of a David Ortiz type who's got a little bit of extra something on him. It's just a matter of not playing them too much.
With these guys a little older, does it put more pressure on guard Rajon Rondo? Does he have to have a big year if the Celtics are going to march toward and hopefully get to and into the playoffs?
Yes, he has to emerge as that fourth guy. He has to be a weapon, and that's offensively and defensively. There just can't be games anymore where he scores 2 points. He's got to express that confidence in his shot. He's got to score. He's got to be a dynamic player. This is basically his team now. The big three are, still around, but obviously this is not 2008. So this is Rajon Rondo's time to be a team leader, to instruct the guys, but also to flourish himself.
Is this version of the Boston Celtics a playoff team? Is it a championship team?
Definitely a playoff team. Championship team, I'm not sure. It all depends on some of the other guys they've signed, the reserve players. A team is as good as its bench in any particular time. And obviously in 2008, the bench was solid. James Posey, you had other guys coming off the bench, Leon Poe, P.J. Brown. You just had a good combination, a good chemistry, guys who came in and did their jobs. Last couple of years, they haven't had that supporting cast. It's been so much relied on the big three and Rondo. This year, I do think they have that bench. It all depends on whether the big three and Rondo have enough and whether they can gain chemistry enough to make a championship run. I think they're capable. I don't think they're the favorites, but I think they're capable.
Gary Washburn, Boston Celtics reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition on WBUR.
Thank you for having me.